So anyways, and then my show also airs in Connecticut, and then it also airs in Scranton, Pennsylvania, on the other side of the state where you're from.
No way, cool.
So every time we play Hideaway, I'm like, Pittsburgh,
Scranton,
shout out.
Yeah, I definitely have family there. My grandparents, like, used to live there, so.
I feel like that's such a, like, whenever I tell people, because I lived in Wilkes-Barre.
Yeah.
And I feel like whenever I tell somebody I live in Wilkes-Barre, one of the most common responses is, besides, if I mention Scranton, it's always the office.
Yeah.
But then they also, like, they're like, Scranton, yeah, I have, like, a great aunt or my grandparents.
Yeah, my
or it's
great,
always,
yeah,
it's always like somebody older
relative,
and then they've since moved.
Yeah.
But anyways.
Yeah.
So how are you?
I'm great. How are you, Ralphie?
I'm doing well, Dea. As I mentioned, we play your song Hideaway, and it's an awesome track.
Thank you guys so much.
Of course, of course. So you're from Pittsburgh.
I am.
But you live in LA now.
No, I don't. I'm actually just here for the couple days just to do
writing.
Do you
still live in Pittsburgh?
I still live in Pittsburgh,
good
yeah.
For you. Nice.
Well, I mean, I live like, I'm a nomad. I've just literally been living everywhere recently, just in traveling.
You've been promoting the single.
Yeah, exactly. So I've been doing shows and visiting radio stations and all of that. So I haven't really been to like my home for a while now.
What are you doing as far as school?
I am a senior right now. I'm 17. So I'm finishing up by doing just like this online course, and then I can graduate with my class in June. So
nice. What high school did you go to in Pittsburgh?
Mount Lebanon. It's the South Hills of Pittsburgh, kind of the suburbs. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's so awesome.
Yeah.
Are you so you what happens then after you graduate? Are you gonna stay? Or what?
Maybe. I don't know. It depends on how things are going and where I kind of am at that point.
But you're about to say you're gonna apply for college, huh?
I am. Yeah, I'm applying for college this fall, and then I'll probably defer because there's no way that I'll be there realistically next year.
Well, yeah. Let's hope in a
perfect case
scenario.
Hopefully,
exactly.
Yeah,
be a little too busy for it. What schools are you looking at?
I definitely want to be in the city, so UCLA or NYU or something like that. So. Yeah.
Cool. Very nice. And then you have this single Hideaway. What other music do you have out now or coming out?
Yeah, I have an EP out now on iTunes, Spotify, and it's actually in Target now too, the physical copy.
Good old Target.
Yeah, it has 6 songs on it, including Hideaway, so that's exciting. And then full album out next year.
Are you on a major label?
No, we're actually independent right now.
Good for you, independent, you got your song on the radio.
Yeah, I mean, it's been incredible, but my team is so hardworking, and they're just great. They're awesome.
Wow, that's so cool. Is this everything you hoped and dreamed of?
Yeah, it really is. Since I was a little girl, I was just like, I want to do this. I want to be a musician, and it's amazing how it's all just coming together.
But, you know, I love, you know, your sister obviously goes to Brown, so you know, you come obviously from a great family, and you're still going to apply to colleges, which I think is awesome.
Yeah.
What is, I guess, the backup plan of sorts? Like, what are you going to major in college if you end up?
Honestly, I don't know. Don't ask me that question.
Okay.
I'm still trying to figure that out. But for the longest time, I wanted to do something with, like, medicine, so.
Oh.
But, so, like, not really anymore. This is kind of what I'm set on.
I
say, so
let's just hope the singing thing comes.
Yeah, let's all hope this goes
because
well.
Because then you're in school for the long haul.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah,
I don't want to be there for, like, 8 years.
No, we don't want you in there for the long haul. We want to more big hits like Hideaway on the radio.
That's what I love, so I'd much rather be doing this.
You co-write this song or what?
Yeah, last winter I co-wrote it with a bunch of songwriters, just a team of us. Gino Barletta, Brent Newbill, Brett McLaughlin, and Scott. He's the producer.
All right, so all of these names are working with you on this song.
Yeah.
What's that like in the room? Like, because it's your song at the end of the day.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy because before that I just written songs by myself with a piano or guitar or something like that. So it was different to write songs with them, but they were really talented and I learned a lot from it. And we actually didn't know like if it would be my song at first because we were just writing a bunch of songs, but it really resonated with me and I really loved it and they did too. So it just worked out.
The EP is out now. Pittsburgh, PA's finest, Dea.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for the time.
Thanks, Ralphie.